This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Looks like potentially a what?
Let's have the question. Your mic's not on.
Oh, Ruben yelling at me.
Well, your mic was not on.
Yeah, well, I was hoping I'd pick up through yours.
That's not how it... Never mind.
No. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, it looks like a meeting with the Players Association is going to push off Boch for just a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with something else here. What is it that you wanted to say?
So I'm wearing, I would say, my old school Hurtado's hat. I believe the first hat we ever got from Hurtado's. Last year, I was out in spring training the second time, and I was doing the shows in here by myself with you guys. And I went out to lunch, and I took my Hurtado's hat off to eat.
Why do you always put an S at the end of it?
Isn't it Hurtado's? Or is it Hurtado
Barbecue?
It's just Hurtado.
His last name is Hurtado.
I know his last name's Hurtado, but
so
you
Hurtado.
Say Hurtado Barbecue. But he has a wife.
I mean, look at your hat. Look at your hat.
Yeah, take your hat off real quick.
No, I can't. Shut up.
What, is your hair messed up?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Jerry Jones when he had the national anthem in Oxnard and he forgot to put on his hair and he's like, oh, I can't take my hat off.
Jeez.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, what are you talking
go
about?
Back and look at that
nope.
About 7 years ago.
All right. What were you saying?
Yeah. So I left my hat there. I remember the restaurant. We were near that restaurant. If I go back today to that restaurant and go, hey, I left my hat here approximately a year ago.
Okay. Almost exactly a year ago.
I think you should slow play it a little bit more. I think you should say, I left my hat here. Has anyone found a hat? And they like maybe they check or they're like, oh, how long ago was it? And you go, I think it was the same day last year.
Just, yeah. Like, okay. I will. I think I will. We have time.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is will they be like, well, we have a Hurtado hat, but we don't have a Hurtado's hat. So.
You know what? I think that needs to be a video. I think that definitely needs to be a video.
Yes.
Mike asking if his hat's still around.
I can't even figure out how to do the food stuff. Do you think I'm going to do a video?
What food stuff? I don't even know.
Like how to put your food in the computer and send it for
money.
He's
about how to get reimbursed. An expense report is what he's talking about.
Do a video. Like I love how they ask me these things. Carter, I love you, but... Yeah, right.
You don't look. All you have to do is walk in. I'll shoot the video. I'll go like this, and I'll be like, and I'll send it to Carter. And it'll
okay,
be
but I'm still concerned, Corey, because did you see when he said the expenses? He goes, you know,
putting your food in the
thing,
computer.
And he was pointing at his phone.
Putting your food in the computer thing.
Oh, you gave 16% to the waiter. You're screwed.
No, that's not. Never mind.
All right.
Never mind.
Let's talk about Mavs and Lakers, probably in about 1 minute, if you want to go ahead and get your thoughts out. Are you excited for this game? I know a lot of people, per Sean, in his poll, were saying that they're not really going to watch. But, Corey, what day is it here at spring training besides Tuesday?
Oh, my gosh. It is drug day out here in Surprise.
Did you say drug testing day?
Drug testing day in Surprise, Arizona. We were waiting around to try in the clubhouse this morning, Mike, to try and talk to a couple people, and we were standing next to Jack Leiter and Dane Dunning, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name.
Milner.
But, okay, And he walks, whoever it was that...
Oh, he's from Pascal.
Okay. The person that's in charge of telling everybody walked up and said, congratulations, you've been randomly selected for a drug test. And then we started watching as he went around to the rest of the room and started grabbing and telling everybody else that it was their day to be drug tested. And I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. It's drug test day. So, Mike, what's that day like? Are you just kind of holding on, hoping, or...
Well, one for me is they would always come up to me and go, you only throw 86, you're good. So they're like, we never have to drug test you. Unless you start throwing harder. They were like, maybe you should take drugs. But
the controversial move from the drug tester. Yeah.
They're like, instead of this cup, some pills in this cup. Take those.
We've seen your ERA. You sure you don't need steroids? One, you don't know. You usually don't know. And if you don't know, it's tough because let's just say you take a whiz before you come to the park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, now you're out of whiz.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh, I'm not ready to pee.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hold your pee every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Yeah. Today could be the drug test. I just want to pee, so I can just go in, pee, and get it done with. When they select you, that's the only thing that I was concerned about was like, oh, I don't have to pee. So now how am I going to – you should start drinking a lot of water and stuff to try to get yourself into a pee mode.
I thought it was one of those things where, like, they had to go immediately, but Milner hung out. He did an interview with the Nosebleeds, which, by the way, I don't know what time that interview is going to run. You're definitely going to want to hear it.
Yeah, Kevin said that whenever Milner walked away, he said – to somebody else, have you ever interviewed with those guys before? That was different.
It seemed like he had not made his mind up yet. He might have thought it was great,
mm-hmm.
and it was just taking him a minute, or he could have hated it.
Which, in our world, Kevin, means must listen. Like, that is a must listen interview right there.
Trust me, they were right next to us while we were interviewing Dane Dunning. I heard some of the questions. You definitely should listen.
Preview one question where we don't even know the answer. What would be a question that you'd say, this is like a question they ask?
I would probably...
Anything about meat? Was that
but I would probably say, I think it was either who's the funniest or who's the smelliest.
Okay.
I think... And I can't remember which one it was, but he had to look around and think about it because I don't think he wanted to out anybody.
Sometimes you got to go with your best friend, because they can take it. And
he's new, though.
Yeah, you're right. You might not have any best friends.
He, legitimately stopped and kind of looked around the clubhouse, and you could tell he was kind of looking at some of the names. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
so you should check that out. All right. In the meantime... Mike, I know your answer is not excited, not dreading, not interested, but...
Do you want me to use the analogy I used in the car yesterday?
Probably not.
Yeah. You said a lot of things.
A lot of things that you said in the car are maybe not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Suitable for air.
I just can't do it, guys. It will upset me so much
to see Luka.
I see him when I'm whatever. I see it on ESPN where he's highlights or at practice shooting around. I cannot watch Luka be on the Lakers. It hurts too much.
I absolutely understand that. Lakers are 9-point favorites tonight. This is a big game in terms of nationally.
Okay, somebody said earlier, Mike, why do you keep saying in games like these? Because Luka's never played in a game like this specifically before. I know exactly what Mike's talking about. Big moments.
Yeah.
Whenever Luka gets time to think and stew and sit in his own like thoughts for a while and start creating the little mind games, just like against Atlanta, right? He's like, hey, they didn't draft me. Let's go put 73 points on them. That's what he does. So this is going to be one of those things where he's looking for revenge. This is one of the great motivators, and Luka's coming out for revenge tonight just to show everybody that he doesn't like anymore.
This isn't a great example. I'll give you a game like this. Luka hates Rick Carlisle's guts. Luka might hate Rick Carlisle more than any human being on the face of the earth.
As a matter of fact, didn't he tell him whenever the Lakers played the Pacers? He was like, you're lucky I'm not playing tonight, like right after he got traded.
Ooh.
And so I'm not saying he has great games against the Pacers, because I can remember the Pacers, it feels like Rick Carlisle kind of has Luka's number, and Halliburton has a great game. It feels like Turner always has a great game against the Mavs. Now, they have Turner to slow down Luka when he gets to the rim. Tonight, the Mavericks have nobody to slow Luka, so when he gets whoever...
Max it's going to be interesting, too, because the Lakers don't really have...
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he has a bad game. Maybe it's like the Pacers games where he's trying to crush Rick Carlisle's soul and he just doesn't seem to be able to do it. But, you know, maybe he's great. Maybe he's not. I'll see the box score, and it'll be all over. Like in the morning when I wake up, it'll be all over everything on what Luka did. It'll all be about Luka and the Lakers.
Yes.
It will not be about the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, no, there's no question
about
that.
I'm curious, Kevin, what's the smartest approach for LeBron in this instance, too? Does he come in and he's very diplomatic about everything? That's usually how he is. Or is he like, does he kind of like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I got Luka.
So I'm kind of curious. That's a great question. Because I'm kind of curious, because we talked with Sean and RJ about the over-under. Some places is 31.5, some places 32.5 in terms of the points that Luka's going to score. Part of me wonders about that assists play.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it's only about 7.5, 8 assists for the game. And you go back to that game against Denver just a few days ago where LeBron James said he's the perfect quarterback. He's perfect to be a quarterback, and I'm perfect to be a wide receiver. And I know Luka wants to score a lot of points, but this feels like a game if he just wanted to feed LeBron.
25
on
the board.
Yeah, that he could probably have, you know, 18 to 20 assists or something like that.
So far, anytime he sees LeBron breaking up court,
he
immediately recognizes it and says, I'm pushing it to that guy right there.
It has been captivating.
It was like what we saw with Derek Lively when he was like, hey, from full court, let me do an alley-oop to Derek Lively. Good luck, y'all.
No problem. What do you guys think about the prospect of a Luka double-double tonight?
Yeah, I think it's happening.
Believe it or not, that's essentially even money tonight, and that feels like a play I would be interested in making.
I feel like this. I don't know. He didn't have a lot of I know we're going to triple doubles. Didn't feel like this year with the Mavs he had two triple doubles this year for the Mavs.
I'm not sure.
Then, you know, double doubles. I'd have to look. I bet
there were so many different guys that could do all the things.
I bet he
on
doesn't
this team.
Have a lot. So this year, maybe the reason that number is more even money is if we go to Luka's box scores. I don't know how many double doubles he has this year.
And triple double is 2.5 to 1. This one's interesting. Will he get a technical foul?
Oh.
Well, if it's game three of the finals and it looks like you have a chance to possibly get back in the series, he will.
I'm gonna say yes.
If you say yes, 6-1 on your money tonight, I do not think that is a bad play.
I would take that. Yeah. Those odds.
Me too.
I mean, I feel like it's 40% he'll get a technical foul in almost every game he plays in.
It feels like one of those where he hits a three and then is too demonstrative, you know, like a little too much of
Or he like points at.
I don't know how many techs he has this year, but it has to be low because of the number of games he's missed. And he always flirts with the suspension number. So he might feel like, hey, there's only 20 games to go. I still have 7 technicals I can get before I even get close to the number of suspension.
From the 214, I agree with Mike. I can't watch tonight's game. Still too soon. Now, Mike,
he's already
at
6, by the way. So
he has 10 to go till he gets suspended.
He's fine. They only got 25 games or so
Anthony
left.
Edwards has 15.
Oh, man.
Geez, he's going to miss a game.
Well, no wonder they put him on the bench during that comeback last night.
Yeah.
So I'm curious for the people who say it's too soon now, how they'll feel when the Lakers come back to Dallas. Because I'm already hyped about Sean Heath like doing a big intro for him, unless he's like, hey.
They might tell him not to.
They might. They absolutely might. But I'm curious if more people will be ready to watch when they come to Dallas, or it's still like, nah, man, the rest of this season, I'm out. I'm done.
It's tough. I will say, Jared Sandler, I don't know if he wants this public or not, but I'm making it. He said he's a Laker fan now. Like he loves
gross.
LeBron. It's
gross.
He thinks LeBron is the greatest player of all time. And that's an argument that's fine. Sure. Like I understand that argument. And then he loved Luka. So he's like, his team is the Lakers now. Wow. I have a buddy who has been a Maverick fan for a lot of his life. He has really liked Kobe and stuff like that. So he's like, I'm done with the Mavs. I'm a Lakers fan. So I don't know how many people are going to be watching that were Mavs fans changed their team to the Lakers.
Or
they're just not watching. Right? I just can't do it. I can't root for the Lakers.
I get you.
But I mean, I have two good friends who are like, no, screw it. The Lakers are my team now.
Yeah, man, that is really interesting.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.